It took one seed to make a difference. It took one seed to grow up tall. It took one seed to have the courage. One seed, that's all.
Oh my gosh, Gary, where do you come up with these songs at?
That's his gift. He can find them.
Right.
Talk seed terms, going off of your bullet points here. We didn't get that done in the first segment. I think before we move on, that's kind of important to cover that.
Perfect. So you probably heard of different kinds of seeds. You may or may not have heard of heirloom or open pollinated. You probably have heard of the hybrid seeds. And everybody, I'm sure, has heard of GMO or genetically modified. So let's start with the GMO seeds. The good news is that's not something really as a homeowner, as a small gardener, a small farmer, you really have to worry about. Basically, genetically modified seeds, they take a gene from one species like a fish and put it into a seed. And, you know, I don't have opinions about that. But if you want to know more about that, you know, dive in. There's lots of information about genetically modified seeds. The thing you need to know as a home gardener is it's not anything that we really need to worry about in our gardens. Then there's the hybrid seeds. They take a hybrid, they take a watermelon A and watermelon B, and they cross-pollinate it.
And get the seedless.
And get the seedlings from it. And so it's taking traits from watermelon A and watermelon B. And by the way, what you get is a watermelon C, which is a seedless watermelon. That's how they do that. And there might be some seeds in a seedless watermelon. Hybrids, you can plant the seeds from hybrids. But what happens is the genetics of them start to unravel over time. And, you know, if you plant a hybrid pepper, you're going to get some kind of pepper, but it won't necessarily resemble the pepper that you planted in the first place. So are hybrids bad? Absolutely not.
Now, when a hybrid goes to seed, will it produce new fruit, or does it not produce after that one time? Kind of like a burro and a donkey and a horse. You know,
well,
you crossbreed them and you only get you once. It's a sterile.
Yeah, exactly. So they're fertile. Hybrid seeds are fertile, and it depends what the genetics does when you plant the seed. So that's an it depends. And it's always fun to experiment. You know, if you plant a seed and, you know, you can and don't want to save the seeds, you can always eat what you got. So, and then there's heirloom and open pollinated seeds, and those are they're also called land races. They're seeds that have been around many generations of the seeds, and usually hundreds or thousands of years. And those are the ones that I plant in my yard, so that when I plant them, basically I get almost an exact duplicate of what I planted. But the cool thing about saving your own seeds is they start molding themselves to your space. So the more generations that you have in your space, the more acclimatized those seeds are to your space, which is really cool.
Seeds are so amazing.
Aren't they? And so abundant. You know, I have said for years that there's only one place that lack lives in our world. It's between our ears. Because when I look at the amount of seeds, the amount of fruit, the amount of abundance that's in nature, it's mind-blowing. And then there's organic. So we want to distinguish organic or not organic. Organic is a governmental designation that somebody gets that they're growing their seeds organic. And the problem with organic seeds is there's not many of them. So if you're looking for strictly organic seeds, you might have trouble finding, you know, as many varieties. So what I tell people to do is just buy regular seeds, plant them out, grow them organically, then you have organic seeds.
And that's a great point, because that term organic, a hybrid is organic. It's, you know,
organic designation.
You know, that designation, you said the classification for, you know, if something's been around forever, naturally you would just think, well, that's organic.
Well, you're thinking small o organic. We're talking big o organic, which is the governmental designation that says I have grown this not using any chemicals. So for seeds, just buy your seeds, plant them, grow them organically, and, you know, you're good to go.
So what's the difference between, you said open pollinated earlier. What is that?
Open pollinated or heirloom seeds.
That's the same thing.
That's the same thing. Or land race. They call them land races as well. Those are the kind of seeds that...
There's no distinction between those three. It's the same.
There's some small distinctions, but not anything that we need to really dig into. Basically, those are the seeds that have been around for decades. So if an Armenian cucumber, Armenian cucumbers are open pollinated. If I save a seed from my Armenian cucumber and plant it, I'm going to get a pretty close duplicate of that Armenian cucumber. In the second generation, and I save the seeds again in the third generation, they're just a very stable line of seeds.
So then that's, I guess, where it all comes back to the organic tie-in. You can have an heirloom seed, but if you're using synthetic chemicals, then you're not raising an organic produce.
From the government, from the distinction of growing organic. That is correct.
If you'd like to talk to Farmer Greg, well, come on down. We've got an extra mic and an extra chair. We can sit you here. You can talk about your urban farm or whatever project you want to start. We're talking seeds, and we, like always with Farmer Greg, we've got so many more bullet points than we have time to spend on air. So we'll get through as much as we can for a seed education.
Seed education. Oh, I like that.